Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We are gearing up to double paychecks all day tomorrow. By the way, if you're not registered, there's no reason and you should get registered. So do that. I don't mean to get angry.
Oh, you noticed I wasn't registered. That's so sweet of you.
See, I pay attention to the little things coming up on the Morning Mix podcast. And then also, I might have missed it, to be honest. If I wasn't paying better attention, I totally would have missed that you were into the little things at all.
That's right. It was pretty, I laid it out, but you just walked right away from that.
We had trouble too today. We had some snow showers and then we couldn't. The Tinder swindler on Netflix tripped us up a lot. And we had what is the best worst list we've ever had on the Mix Top 6.
Yeah, it was the best or worst places ever to hide engagement rings. We all know food and jewelry just don't go together.
Don't put them together. You're just looking for a broken tooth. Coming your way right now on the Morning Mix podcast. It's the week of love. But really, often it's about the little things in a relationship. You know, it's the thing your partner does where you go, wow, I can't believe they noticed that. You referenced yesterday that you, Violetta, you had an instance with a boyfriend and there was some sort of, he had a moment where you were like,
It was something I wasn't expecting. So that's why it was so sweet. You know, I had an alarm set on my phone and it went up and he was laying next to me.
Hey,
and so the alarm went off and, you know, I was kind of ignoring it a little bit and he's like, hey, your alarm. And I was like, oh, and he's like, and you changed your your alarm tone. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you used a different one today. Normally it's like the drum one and this one's like a... And I'm like, that's so sweet that you noticed. Like, strange thing to be like in your head.
You felt there was like a little extra bit of love in that he recognized.
Totally. Like he noticed something that I would never expect him to notice.
Right. Because I think there are simple things, right?
Yeah.
Like you come home from a haircut and your partner's like, hey, I love your haircut. And maybe they didn't know you were getting one. You know what I mean? Or like... I don't know, when we walked in, you were like, did you get your eyebrows done? I'm like, hey, that could be one of them. You know what I mean? Those little things that happen to you in a relationship where you just sort of recognize like, oh, I didn't expect that to hit me the way it did.
And the unexpected things are even, like, to me, I'm like, whoa, that came out of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like the ways you say I love you without saying I love you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you know, my wife in the past has done a thing where, like, I'll wake up and there'll be like a little note on my coffee mug. You know, knowing we leave really early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a little note. I'm like, oh, that's nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she's loved me for a while, so we're good. But anyway, wow. So what we want to know, though, is what was the little thing in your relationship? There was a little thing that you just noticed and you went, oh, wow, they really do care. It was just the little thing, you know? It was they noticed your alarm sound had changed. You didn't think it was even going to matter to you.
Yeah.
And they pointed it out, and you were like, oh.
I was like, you're so sweet.
You do pay attention.
Yeah, you do pay attention.
I know.
So you take a nice little lover's walk. I just like to say lovers now that I know Nikki hates it.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
You get out there, and we're the little things. It's the little thing they did. Violetta had a person in her bed at one point that noticed her alarm clock had changed.
It was so unexpected
was
and
lovely.
So sweet.
You're like, get the hell out of here. No.
Yeah.
But
he told me.
It's just unexpected. And there are so many little things. We said text them to us at 60123. We'll actually choose some favorites, and I think it'd be fun to send some Marry Me.
Yeah, some Fandango codes.
Yeah.
You can cuddle up on the couch.
Ooh, and Fandango together.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the flute. That's a trumpet. Okay, anyway. These are the little things. I'm a teacher, and on the 100th day of school, he sent me an email that said, happy 100th day of school.
Oh,
impressive that he
would even know that.
I know. Just, I'm like, it sounds simple, but I'm like, wow.
That's actually amazing.
That's impressive.
That's
no
incredible.
Joke. 630, this might be from Nikki. Hang on a second. He always pours the last drop of wine into my glass.
Yeah, that is love.
That's love, right?
That is a sweet little thing.
Before I left for deployment, my boyfriend put a little keychain on my bag, and it said, I will choose you always.
Oh that is God. Very sweet.
I didn't see it until I started boarding the plane, and I cried.
I think I'm going to cry.
I know.
This is a Hallmark movie.
God. Unbelievable.
We should start the show with little things of love every day.
Yeah.
This is lovely. My ex used to play his acoustic guitar for me on nights when I couldn't fall asleep. 815.
Is that from your wife?
I'll tell you what. Not everybody likes that. I'll tell you that right now. I can guarantee it.
Would you stop playing that damn guitar?
That was my move in college. Yeah. I would leave the dorm door open, and then I would play, like, you know, John Mayer and just hope.
And then you would hear the slam.
And then people, slam. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
I guess they're not into it.
Only one John
The
Mayer.
Little things. It's the little things they do in life. A 219 fills my car with gas. That's from Tom in Crown Point.
I like that.
You got to love that, right?
Yep.
from a 630. Every time he goes to the grocery store, he brings me home a Snickers. That's nice. Yes. My husband suggested that our daughter's first birthday party should be Bumblebee themed because we met on Bumble, and he said she is our little Bumblebee.
Oh, that's really cute.
That is cute, right? And a Bumble success story.
Yeah, right.
Swanee's choking himself. He was like, oh. That's so sweet. And from a 219, right after I gave birth, my husband rushed in with sushi because he knew I was so hungry, and that's my favorite meal.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Our good friends at Panera, they are doing a little something special for Valentine's Day, and this blows my mind. So Valentine's Day is a Monday this year, which we've talked extensively about. Yesterday, it was a hot debate. Do you celebrate Saturday and then Super Bowl Sunday, or do you wait and celebrate Monday? Violetta's like, it has to be Monday,
yeah,
or else it's not true love.
Yeah.
And I was like, it has to be Saturday, or else I won't get to bed on time.
Right. Open a nice bottle of wine Saturday
so
you can consume the whole thing.
That's right. And if you don't, you can finish it at the Super Bowl.
If you don't.
Sorry. Apologies. My bad. Forgot who I was talking to.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Valentine's Day, obviously, on a Monday, and it's the Monday after the Super Bowl. So to celebrate, Panera will be offering fans a chance to win a diamond ring of their own, which will come in a special bread bowl box. Oh. And along with the diamond ring, you'll also get a subscription to their unlimited sip club for an entire year.
Okay.
Well, for my money, that's the hot ticket right there.
Yeah.
Free coffee for the year. All right, so starting Monday, you'll be able to enter for your chance to win a baguette cut, lab grown diamond ring. Mm. So it looks like a baguette?
So, yeah, I've got to look up baguette cut.
A baguette cut.
I'm not sure.
So I'm assuming it's like a long oval, like a baguette.
Yeah.
Cut so diamond ring.
Yeah, it's a real ring then.
It's a true ring, a real ring.
Yeah.
And it comes in a bread bowl ring box. So it looks like a little bread bowl, and you open it, and there's a baguette ring in there.
And then you eat the box.
And then, exactly. Oh, don't swallow the ring.
If things go well.
Yeah. No, more of that, please. Now, for the chance to win, you have to enter between the 14th and the 18th by posting a photo of you, your friends, your family enjoying Panera. And you got to use hashtag Panera Date or hashtag sweepstakes to enter to win. 22 winners are going to get a baguette shaped ring.
Wow. So it's not just one. That's
it's not
cool.
just one, yeah. Let's see if we can find a photo of this thing. It's you can go to PaneraBaguetteRing.com. We'll put that up on the Mix Facebook page at 1019 Mix Chicago. Honestly, it'd be fun to enter. But I'm more interested in the bread bowl and the coffee myself.
Yeah.
You know? Also think the ring, if it's baguette cut. I don't know. I know for a lot of, like, my wife had wanted a very specific shape and cut of ring.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of folks that get engaged, the ring is important in a personal level. You know what I'm saying? Not that anybody would turn away a free ring.
I say, yeah, you can re-gift that.
Yeah, exactly.
But for Christmas, you're like, I've got you a baguette cut ring.
But it'll be like
Mom,
a little kid.
Everyone grandma?
The bread bowl box is way cooler. Holy cow.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
So in at number three, you know Robert Pattinson, formerly Edward from Twilight, and currently Bruce Wayne in The Batman.
Yeah.
You might also know him from his somewhat chaotic interviews that he's used to doing. There was that infamous GQ interview in 2020 when he nearly burned down the kitchen trying to make pasta that he says you can hold in your hand and walk around with. Or that time that he told Metro that he got rid of a stalker by taking her out to dinner and then boring her to tears. Well, I guess those stories might not exactly be true because he's admitted now that he occasionally just makes things up during his interviews in order to just find something to say.
I guess I can get it on those press tours where every other person is like, so tell me about your path to the character in the film. You know what I mean? And you get bored.
So it just becomes a mental challenge for yourself.
Right.
Yes.
He's like, this one time I was making pasta that you walk around with.
Right.
And what's funny is the people on those interviews are just literally eating it all up. Like, tell me more, Robert.
Right. I'm so excited to see him as Batman. I would not have said that 2 years ago when they announced the casting. And then the first trailer came out and I was like, I'm in.
Because he's got that dark, mysterious thing.
Yes. Look, it takes one to know one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I was like.
Yeah, so right. In at number two, continue on with famous actors. Denzel Washington just made history again. The 67-year-old just scored his 10th Oscar nomination. That's just extending his reign as the most nominated African-American actor in the Academy Awards history. This year, he was nominated for his role in The Tragedy of Macbeth.
And he's got two Oscars, if I'm counting right. One for Glory and one for Training Day, I believe.
Oh, Glory.
Yeah, so you got best supporting and then you got best actor.
Well, it's going to be hard to catch up with him.
Boy. At that point, though, it's like when Tom Hanks went 2 for 2, he did Philadelphia and Forrest Gump and won back-to-back years. No one's ever done that. And now Denzel, I'm like, he's got 2 already. So at this point, is it just like nice? You know what I'm saying? Like, would he win or would... Will they be like, you've got 2, we know you're Denzel, we're going to give this one to Benedict Cumberbatch. You know what I mean?
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Because she's got like 10 or
right,
whatever.
Exactly. So, yeah. Right.
And in at number 1, today is National Pizza Day, a special day in our hearts here in Chicago because we all know that we have the best za. And I know that we always are talking about what our favorite toppings are on the pizza, but I kind of wanted to talk about... squares or triangles? And I know this is a difficult question because then you're like, well, is it thin crust or deep dish? You can't cut deep. If you had to pick just square or triangles, Chris.
Oh, wow. Square. And that surprised me. I would have said triangle, but square.
Square. Yeah, I'll go square.
Oh, my God. Me too. I love the squares.
Holy crap.
So all I have to say is have a delicious Wednesday.
Been working on that for a while.
Oh my God, I wanted to get it right. That was the flash briefing. Enjoy.
As my grandma would say, bless her heart.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Coming up on the Super Bowl, we've been talking a lot about all the commercials that are coming.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a bunch of them, and they include big name celebs. Like yesterday, we had Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson. They're in an Alexa commercial. Now, coming back, and he's gone from like kind of biggest star of the 90s and early 2000s to like maybe recluse, painter guy, Mr. Jim Carrey.
Oh, and his beard.
And he had
that beard.
And then he was like all like existential. Like, what does any of this mean, man? We're just bubbles on the tongue of the world. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's kind of a weird artist guy now.
You're like, go back to Dumb and Dumber.
Exactly, yeah. That's what we want. Well, so funny you should say that. For the Super Bowl, he's going back to this one. Right back to Cable Guy. They've got a new ad for Verizon. It's a Super Bowl commercial, and he will be reprising his role, and he'll be shouting that. And that's how you'll know. It'll cut through you trying to get another slice of pizza or some more nachos. That catchphrase I heard in junior high and early high school nonstop. That and alrighty then, everybody was saying it. And then there was the other catchphrase that came out of the Budweiser, like, what's up? Like those, they don't necessarily need to be commercial catchphrases. They can come out of movies. Do any catchphrases come to mind for you guys that you just couldn't get away from or you feel that people are still using? Like, does Joel or Julian at
We have one in our house.
Okay.
Anytime there's any kind of spicy meal, it is inspired by Guy Fieri.
Okay.
And will constantly go, roll out the Rolaids. That is like all the time. We'll be in the middle of a restaurant. Someone yells it out. It's embarrassing, but it's a classic. It sticks.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Whip.
No, that's fine. I sometimes go very old school and still say yabba dabba doo. But I kind of changed it to shabbity bee shabbity boo, which was my own creation.
It's
so
like
I'm kind of cheating a little bit here.
It's a little Sinatra.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler.
Right.
Shabbity boobity bow.
Yeah. And that means something is good, though. Shabbity bee shabbity boo. It's going to be a good day.
I love it. Violetta looks so baffled.
Yes. No,
I mean, I feel like I hear often, like, we got the meats.
Oh, yeah, Marvin. Yes.
I don't really can't think of a particular situation, but somehow that gets brought up.
What is the catchphrase that you're still holding on to? 312-233-1019. You shout it out at random. It's from your favorite TV show. It's from a commercial you saw. It's just your buddy Mike used to say it all the time, and now it's just still a part of your vernacular. 312-233-1019. We want you to really deliver that catchphrase. Roll out the Rolaids.
Roll out the Rolaids.
So we wanted to know, what is that catchphrase that you can't get enough of? The texts are coming in fiery hot. Holy shnikes!
Yep.
That's from Tommy Boy. Yeah. We got that from a 630. And 815, of course, that's what she said. The Office.
Absolutely.
Can't get that. From a 630, loving Big Bang Theory with Bazinga.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like that. Another 630 says, hey, son of a nutcracker from Elf. I like that one.
Totally.
Tony and Roselle said, we need a bigger boat.
Oh, classic.
That's from Jaws.
Jaws.
I love
that's
that
right.
one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another favorite. And this is one that happens in our house a lot, and none of us are named that from a 309. I don't know, Margo.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
Well, I don't know, Margo, from Christmas Vacation.
That is so famous that somebody at the Mix named their fantasy football team, I don't know, Margo.
Oh, no way. Uh-huh. I feel like Nikki and I should do a podcast where we have a full conversation that's just quotes from movies.
You can do it.
Our spouses would listen, that's it.
That would be, no, they wouldn't.
No, never mind.
Good morning, Sam.
Hi.
You are another Jim Carrey fan with this one. What's your go-to catchphrase?
I am. Whenever it's like an awkward, dead, silent moment, me and my husband will say, we'll go, oh, big gulp, huh? Well, see you later.
It's Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Jim Carrey's walking after destroying the bathroom. Oh, I love it. Okay, Brandy, this is a real good one. Now, Brandy, what's your go-to catchphrase?
Hello?
Hi, Brandy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. It's time to make the donuts.
Oh, yes.
Anytime you're getting ready to go anywhere. All right, well, yep. Time to make the donuts.
Classic.
Jenny, you've got a go-to catchphrase. Which one is it?
I was going to introduce myself. This is my husband, Ms. Richie Cunningham, and I'm his wife, Oprah.
Oh, wait, what?
What's
it from?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Oh. That's right, that's right, that's right. Do you do the accent or do you just keep it...
No, I usually do it like that, yeah.
I love it.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hi. Yeah, mine is from Chappelle's Show. I say it all the time. Done, son.
Oh, which one is it?
Done, son.
Done, son. Okay,
oh,
got it.
Oh, done, son.
I saw Chappelle's Show, and then I heard you had a quote, and I got really nervous.
I
had my
too.
Hand on the sensor button. I was like, wait a second, Charlie. Where are you taking us?
Rick James.
Wait,
there we go.
Yeah. Whoa, ba-ba-boo. Yeah. Game.
Make it clean for the radio.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it. We should put Charlie on payroll after that. I like that. Another solid Chappelle Show one. Game. Blouses.
Mm-hmm.
My buddies and I would say that. So he's playing Prince, and they're playing a basketball game, and Charlie Murphy had this story. Anyway, at the end... Prince in a full blouse, purple. He's like, game, blouses. Yeah. Let's go have some pancakes.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
There are some signs often that we miss. Now, I have been on the side of I was giving the signs very heavy-handedly, and they were not received, or perhaps they didn't want to be received, and that could be a part of it as well.
Sure.
But a lot of times in early dating or you meet somebody and, you know, you're giving them clear signs that you're interested. You're into it. And they're just not responding to them in the way you think. There is a Reddit thread where women are sharing the most obvious hint that they totally missed that somebody was interested in them. And these are hilarious. He took me to a concert of a band he doesn't even like. It never dawned on me he was doing it because he was into me.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a commitment. It's like 2 hours.
I think I met that guy in the friend zone a few times.
Hanging out.
Whip, you've lived in the friend zone before? Have you been there?
Oh, I was there so many times. Yeah. Well, I used to be, this is really embarrassing.
Let's
go. I'm going to admit this on the air, and it almost makes me cringe to think about. But like when I was in high school, if I would like a girl, well, there was one in particular, and I would be like, every time I passed her in the hallway, I had to be like, hi. And then if she like didn't say hi to me, I'd have to be like, how come you didn't say hi?
You would ask her?
I would actually ask her. She's like, oh, hi, then. I'm like, that is so, in hindsight, I want to kind of. You know, I really want to harm myself based on that, but I can admit it now.
I would have similar moments where I would say hi to her.
Yeah.
I would not then ask her follow-up. Hey, quick follow-up. Why are you
Did
not
you
responding
mean
to me?
To say hi? Were you distracted? Right. Please, just make my day better by pretending.
But I will say, like, if I was on my way to Spanish and I saw her, I was like, hey, what's up? And she didn't say anything to me, I would just wallow in that throughout Spanish
the
class.
The whole day.
Yes. I'd be why doesn't that Katie like me? They were all named Katie for me. I don't
Everybody,
know why.
Everybody. They always
Every
are.
Katie. Always. He made a comment about me being hot and I totally missed it. I thought he meant the weather, so I went on and on about the forecast. I hope that's real. I really do. I really hope.
That sounds a little like you, Whip. I gotta say.
Yeah, kind of.
He was cooking dinner for me like 2 or 3 times a week for months. And I loved his cooking, and it never dawned on me that he might actually be interested until we had a few cocktails and he blurted it out.
Mm.
That poor dude spent a fortune on groceries. Also, what's funny about all of these is none of them follow up with, and so I reached out to him, and guess what? We're together now.
Right.
All these dudes, or they're all somewhere
right.
alone.
I mean, you would look for the hint if you were also interested, but you're not interested, so you don't realize it.
Interesting. So your radar's not up.
Yeah.
Because you're not interested.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I would be like, what do I got to do to get you interested? Like,
yes.
I'm cooking. I'm bringing you surprises. You like poetry? Okay, no more poetry. Great. Got it.
Maybe just stop stalking her.
Yeah.
You know?
Man. All I wanted was for someone to ask me to the turnabout dance. But anyway, all right.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. It all worked out in the end. But what were the signs that you totally missed? It was totally obvious they were into you. And looking back on it, you blew it. Texting us at 60123. He kept telling me that I look like Bridget Bardot. Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah, old actress.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, smoking hot. Could be, is that okay to say?
Okay, I had no idea who it was.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I Googled her, and oh man, she is smoking hot.
Oh yeah.
You nailed it. Are you looking at 60123 Dex? I'd friend-zoned my husband, but luckily we've been married for 15 years, so that worked out.
Okay.
An ex-boyfriend of a former friend, there are layers to this one, started asking me for advice on summer plant care all the time for about 2 months. And then I found out later it was just because he was into me. Totally missed it. Had no idea.
Okay. Yeah, when you're going on and on about something which you probably don't care that much about, it's just an excuse to talk to you.
Probably a big sign.
Yeah.
Another text. On October 31st, I was joking with him that I was just too old for trick-or-treating, but I wished I wasn't because I just loved Halloween candy. On November 1st, he showed up with a giant bag of Halloween candy that he'd gone out and gotten me.
You spelled it out for him.
Yeah, exactly.
There.
It was right there. Yeah. And then she just took the candy and not the dude.
All right, thanks.
That can happen in love sometimes. Sometimes it happens.
It doesn't match up.
I can tell you from experience, a lot of times it doesn't.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
So Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, very famous celeb couple.
So
I feel
cute.
I feel like I bring them up a lot because I'm a big fan of his podcast, and then they're just in my news feeds all the time.
They just always say funny stuff that's relatable.
And it's, they're the most real celebrity couple, I feel like.
Boy, you guys are like pulling accolades that people are saying about this show. So.
Who?
Yeah. Huh?
Go ahead. Anyway.
Oh, you know what? It's an email my mom sent me.
I was just going to say. It's your mom.
Yeah. Okay. I got an email from Karen. So recently on Armchair Expert, Dax's podcast, Kristen was the guest because she's got the new show on Netflix. I'll try to get the title from memory. The girl in the window, or the girl in the house across the street from the girl in the window. The woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window.
Next door. Something like that.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
That's on Netflix.
It's a really easy name.
It's a satire of those like kind of thriller Hitchcock.
Girl on the Train.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yes. Of the Gillian Flynn novels and all that. Well, on the podcast, they were talking about two things, but have you guys ever heard of an Uller? Anybody? No. Right? Okay. I had never heard of it. They went on at length about their Uller. And I thought they were like mispronouncing something. So I Googled it. An Uller is this like mattress pad that you get that has a device that pumps water through it. And it can cool or heat your bed.
So
it's like a new water bed.
Yes, but
topper.
You don't. Right. And you don't feel the water.
It's not supposed to move.
Right,
doesn't
exactly.
It's
right.
Just the way to insulate your bed.
And temperature change.
It just pumps the water through, and you can decide on your side of the bed. So, you know, if I like it cold, I could make it real cold. If Amy, my wife, likes it hot, she can make it hot. And then we can, you know, whatever.
That's cool.
So they were talking all about that because one night in the middle of the night, he accidentally poured a protein shake into it. You're supposed to refill it with water. And he just reached and grabbed a thing and poured it in there. And so it smelled rancid in their bedroom because the protein shake then got gross. But that led them to reveal that their two kids, who are 8 and 7, their two daughters, regularly sleep in their bedroom with them. So the 7 and 8-year-olds sleep on the floor in the room with them. So when the rancid smell came up, Kristen and the girls were trying to figure out, like, where is this rancid smell coming from? They just assumed it was Dax, but it was not. It was their Uller. Now, Whip, do your kids ever sleep in the room with you, like regularly, or is it a once in a while thing?
No, you know, so we have a 14, 10, and 7-year-old. They all had their periods from babyhood on where they wanted to come in the bed with you, or if something scared them, they came in and jumped in bed. So we never, ever kicked them out, but they all, at this point, have stopped ever wanting to do
it. Okay.
On their own.
On their own.
So this is not fun anymore.
Right. Yeah, we never had to say, like, no more of this.
Right.
Which I thought at the beginning we might have to eventually, but it just all worked itself out. Yeah.
Now, does your son ever need... Your son seems very much like, I'm good.
Yeah, no. No, he'll be like, my bed's the best.
Yeah, see you later. Yeah. We don't... Our daughter's 2.5, so she's not coming into our room yet.
Okay.
I don't know that... I don't think it's dawned on her yet that at night she could get out of her big girl bed.
Right. Yeah. She's like, I have to stay here.
Exactly right. And there's a little light that is timed. And so when that light turns green at like 7, 10 a.m., she can leave the room.
Oh, we tried that. That never... Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that works for you?
She'll literally... She'll open the door and the first thing you'll hear is just, Daddy, my light's green!
I guess mine is too.
Yeah.
And then she'll come in and she thinks my Apple Watch is my green light. So she'll be like, is your light green? I'm like, big question though is, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell say their daughters are regularly, consistently sleeping in their room with them. Okay. They even go so far as to say there are like sleep mats on the floor for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're doing family sleepover regularly. And we want to know, it's your mixed morning poll, yes or no, are you cool with long-term kids sleeping in your bedroom with you? Yes or no? Because some folks love it. They love the family vibe of it, the big cuddle up. It's lovely. But some people are like, I need my space. This is mommy and daddy time, or mommy and mommy, like daddy, whatever. You need that time and space.
We'd probably have to Google it, but I feel like Mayim Bialik, now host of Jeopardy, a few years ago came out with a thing where she talked about, and her kids are like old.
Yeah.
And the whole family sleeps in the
one big
same
bed.
Giant bed, and that's official. That's not just like they happen to
come in. That's every night?
Yeah, well, like regularly.
Yeah, again, you'd have to Google it to make sure I got this right, but I feel like I remember something along those lines. Yeah.
I just have to add, my parents made it very clear when I was a kid, and I remember this, obviously. They were like, we sleep naked. You cannot come in here.
You know,
and so that was never an issue growing up. I mean, that you want a hard stop on that?
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Nailed it. Text yes or no to 60123. Are you cool with consistent? We're talking consistent, like every single night, regularly.
Yeah.
The kids are sleeping in the room with you. Text it yes or no to 60123. 67% of the Morning Mix audience has said no. They can have their own little space.
So two-thirds.
Two-thirds. But it is surprising to me that one-third is on board.
Yeah.
But I get it. I have heard people that love it. They love that, like, the kids are with them. So.
Well, and they only stay little for a little
while. That's right.
So.
That's true.
Soak it up.
Yeah.
But when they're that little, like, our daughter, it's like a gymnastics event watching her sleep. You know, we'll check the monitor. I'm like, how is she comfortable right now?
No, they're born with a natural ability to sleep like starfish.
Yes.
Yep.
It is on an angle.
Yes.
The most possible footage of a bed. It's really crazy.
My wife never lost that ability. As a grown woman, she'll sleep. I'll wake up. I'm like, how are you in this pose right now? And regularly, like, her arms will be above her head. And then in the morning, she'll be like, oh, my arms are so sore. I'm like, yeah, because there's no blood in them for the last 8 hours. That is your Morning Mix poll. So hopefully you can keep the kids out of the room.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
We now have your Mix top six. The number top six foods the rings are hidden in.
Really?
Somebody, they had
to do. This is the most interesting one we've done so far.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Man, all right. Jeez, alive.
She's, why is Violetta chewing everything so slowly all the time?
A live kick right to my center.
Oh.
I thought these top six have been killing it.
This one's really good.
Okay. Well, I mean, in a list of A pluses, this is an A plus.
Right. There you go. Yes, right. Loving
Thank
that.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yes.
These are the top six places they're hiding that ring. So if you think you might get proposed to in the next week, be careful what you bite into. Coming in at number six for the top places you hide that engagement ring, pasta.
That seems dangerous.
I think so too.
That seems messy and
dangerous.
Unless you put it in the meatball. You could push it right in the meatball.
That would be the only way I think that makes sense. Otherwise, like.
Yeah. Especially if you got some Parmesan all over
there. You're like twisting it in the spoon and it's in the middle of it.
Yeah. Broken tooth like Dionne Warwick. Coming in at number five in your mixed top six places to hide that ring, seafood. Just general seafood.
Okay.
I get a real fishy feeling about that one.
Oh. You can put it on the crab claw. Come on, guys.
Right,
that's cute.
Or
that's
I was going to say, you were at least looking for bones, so you're cognizant, you know what I mean? Like, if you're having
Boy, this
like
halibut, it's got a real bite to it.
Yeah. I think I just swallowed a really big bone.
If you're having a Bronzino, you're like, wait a minute.
Hang on a second.
We don't talk about Bronzino.
Please just end the show. That was
done. Yeah, all right, Jenny B's in now. Buy it, no. Coming in at number four on the top foods they're hiding that ring in, soup.
Oh,
come on.
Okay, this was like the best list. And
yeah, you were so jacked up.
She's so mad.
Like Whip said last night, he enjoyed
a suggestion.
Right.
Okay.
Last night, Whip enjoyed a bowl of chicken noodle. Could you imagine? Clink, 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 clink.
There were no hard metal objects in it, thank God.
I feel like Chris and Whip texted the study to each other last night. Those are the participants of this.
Your mixed top six, the foods they're hiding that engagement ring in. Number three, a burger or sandwich? I could see it on the top of the burger where like the... Mm-hmm. I think Violetta right away was like, well, I don't want to be proposed to over a burger.
Right.
You're like, well,
I don't know. Small cheval, not too bad.
Hey, watch out. Yeah. Oh, boy, I would love that. Just both those things. Sorry. Coming in at number two on the top six places, foods, they're going to hide that engagement ring in. Salad.
Oh, that's terrible on so many levels.
We were all so excited for this dynamite list. Oh, I love it.
I almost think we got to ask for better suggestions. Like, these stink.
Coming in at number one, your mixed top six, the foods they might hide that engagement ring in. Number one.
Pudding.
Guesses? Oh, pudding. Not bread pudding, though, but pudding.
Not bread.
All right, Nikki, Whip, any guess?
Pizza.
Oh.
Wow.
Like another topping.
Like it's another, like, yeah. It's like in there, it's another topping.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just to go on par with how lackluster this list has been, I'm going to say nachos.
Nachos.
Oh. That's
one of you is correct.
Yes.
No.
Really, you're kidding.
One of you is correct.
Stop
coming
it.
In at number one, the mixed top six places they're going to hide that ring, the foods they hide it in. Pizza.
Oh, there we go.
Mr. Romance Whip. Yep.
So be
answer.
Careful if this weekend you come home to a heart-shaped pizza, there might be a ring in there.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Yelp is currently hiring a very unique job. The Chief Pizza Officer.
Whip?
Is a new job.
Well, this would be great.
You can apply for it in celebration of National Pizza Day. We are launching a search for our first ever Chief Pizza Officer at Yelp, who will serve as the authority on all things pizza.
Okay.
So you're a CPO.
Exactly right.
Yep.
So, sorry, I heard like nine different noises happening, and my brain got confused.
In my head. But.
Yeah, 100%. You will serve as the authority on all things pizza, from deep dish to Detroit style, pizza cones to personal pan.
I don't know what a pizza cone is. I have
or
to
is it
the pizza cone?
Yeah,
I don't
what
think
is
I
that?
Know this.
So you take the dough of the pizza and you roll it in the shape of a cone.
Oh, okay.
And so then it's sort of like, and it's filled with all the pizza
and
stuff in the middle.
And then you eat from the bottom, like from the tip?
Hey, I don't know how you like to eat, but you do what you want. But yeah, I think you go around the top.
Oh, interesting.
Work your way around the rim a little bit.
I'm learning a lot here. Learning a lot on the Week of Love.
Oh, my God.
Also, fun fact, that job will pay you $25,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't care. But if you get free pizza, that makes up for a lot of the money you're not making.
That's a nice side gig.
Yeah.
Funny you should say that. A percentage of people have said that they will give up bacon for an entire year in exchange for free on-demand pizza.
Yes!
Yeah, all
a
day.
A percentage day. Of pizza. You would do that all day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I really like bacon.
Yeah.
I really
much?
Love pizza.
Mm. Yeah, I think I would do that.
So here's the question. 312-233-1019. What percentage of people have said they would give up bacon for a year in exchange for free pizza on demand? And this was done by the California Pizza Kitchen.
So that helps.
That's
yeah.
how you know.
All right.
What percentage of people will give up bacon for a full year in exchange for free on-demand pizza? 312-233-1019. Hi, good morning, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Is it Leah?
It's Leah.
It is Leah. Okay, so I just trust my gut on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you had it right
do
the first time.
Do you still go by Princess?
Yes! Best response.
Hi,
Best
Leah.
Response.
What percentage of people would give up bacon for a full year for free pizza?
I'm going to say
67%.
Okay.
No.
Ooh, I'm so sorry, Leah. Is it higher? Is it lower? Dare I get it wrong so I won't say? Good morning,
worst.
Carolina. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now, what percentage of people would give up bacon for a full year for free pizza?
I'm going to say 29%.
29%, much lower than 65%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Carolina.
Okay. Math skills are improving, Chris. You're
thank
doing
you very
good.
Much. I yeah, will tell you all. Carolina is getting us closer.
Oh, she is.
That's a fact, okay, Carolina?
Okay.
She is, in fact, getting us closer. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
Dan, you a big pizza guy?
Yeah, pretty big pizza guy.
All right, now what percentage of people would give up bacon for a full year for free on-demand pizza?
I'm going to go with 36%.
36%!
Wow!
Right on the money.
36% of people. Congratulations, Dan.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
So in at number three, we have a dibs warning coming at you. Move your dibs or the city will throw them away this Friday. The Department of Streets and Sanitation crews will be clearing out all the objects that we use as dibs on the road. What are you laughing about?
I always, like, every year they do this, I want to like take everything I want to get rid of in my house.
Put it out there?
And yeah. Put it out there.
Like an extra garbage pickup.
This is not a threat, you guys. Yeah. This is 1-800, like, get junk or whatever.
You can't leave Joel out there again. Every year they're like, we're not taking them.
Well, that's exactly what they are saying. So the items are going to be grabbed by workers on their usual garbage collection routes. The last snowstorm, I mean, that hit the city was like last week. So they're kind of saying like, all right, it's getting a little bit out of hand now. We got to clear it out of the way.
I always felt like this happened in like March. I felt it feels kind of early, but okay.
Yeah, unless I've got to rip up my old carpet and get it out there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
If anyone's looking for anything from the IKEA 2016 catalog, come to my neighborhood because, boy, it's all out there.
So in at number two, we have an upcoming Super Bowl commercial for Hellman's. Pete Davidson himself is teasing that he understands why someone would want to tackle him head on. It's a minute long ad. You know, we kind of, I don't know if I'm spoiling it, but everything's out there before the Super Bowl.
Right.
The big game. Football coach and former linebacker Gerard Mayo, get it, is seen tackling various people, and Pete ends up being one of them.
Got it.
Obviously, he's going to have some funny line that follows that up, and that's that.
Well, you don't want to spoil the Mayo. You know what I mean?
That's the last thing you want to spoil.
Exactly right.
I thought you had maybe one more.
About the Mayo?
Yeah.
Nope.
In at number one, Swifties are going crazy because the collab that Ed Sheeran himself dropped on us. I know, but don't tell anybody.
Let's talk about it.
I know, but Ed talked about it at the British Awards. He's on the red carpet, and he's saying, like, yeah, I got a new song coming out with the Swiftie. And everybody got really excited. He said it's coming out this Friday. We're going to have it for you here.
That's right.
World premiere, potentially.
Friday's going to be insane in here.
Right?
We're going to be hammered drunk on Mixology with V.
Oh, we're not starting that today?
Oh, is that just me? We're going to have a little hair of the dog. We're going to have, man, it's going to be fantastic.
Nikki, do we think it's going to be, it's a new song. It's not like they're just redoing an old song together. Does my question make sense?
Yeah. I see, this is where I'm going to get in trouble. Okay. I don't know, because it's supposedly, what, the Joker?
Yeah.
And the Queen.
And the Queen.
Yeah.
Right. Is that an existing song?
And which one will he play, the Queen or the Joker?
Right.
I think I thought that might be an existing song and she's going to be on it, but I'm not, I don't totally know. And again, I've erased it from my brain because I was told, like, do not look at anybody.
Right.
Don't talk about Taylor.
Right.
Don't talk about Ed. And then Ed's like, Eddie, oh, yeah, there it is. Like you said.
I heard that it's a Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran cover of A-ha's Take On Me.
That's it.
And that's what
it
is, but it's a duet.
That would be good.
That's it.
And it's done on acoustic guitars. It's going to be fantastic.
What do you got?
I got this on YouTube already.
We're going to get in trouble.
Well, no, maybe it's just Ed Sheeran. Well, The Joker and the Queen, official lyric video, Ed Sheeran.
That's on his album, Equals.
Right. So I think this is the one that she's going to be part of, and it's an existing song.
Right.
And if you remember in her music video, she did an equal sign in the cake, in the wedding cake recently.
Oh.
So everybody's piecing those together,
Easter
saying
eggs.
Like,
she's getting married to Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Got it!
That was your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.